This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan is addressing civil servants on the 18th Civil Services Day. We now go over live to the Vice President's address in New Delhi.
In this undeclared what we have achieved under the leadership of our Prime Minister Sri Iman Narendra Modi ji, nearly 25 crore people have come out of the poverty. This is not an easy task. Over 4 crore houses have been built for the poor. We do understand still we have to go a long way. But unless we are very proud of our achievement, we cannot progress further with a lot of enthusiasm. A man needs always an appreciation to keep his energy to work.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended the greetings to all civil servants on National Civil Service Day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that the commitment of civil servants continues to strengthen responsive governance and reinforce public institutions. She noted that from the formulation of innovative, future-oriented and citizen-centric policies to their effective implementation on the ground, civil servants' work significantly impacts the quality of life of millions. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and the first phase in West Bengal will end this evening. Single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal is scheduled for the 23rd of April. The second phase of polling in West Bengal will be conducted on the 29th of April, with the counting of votes for all polling states and union territories to take place on the 4th of May. In West Bengal, major political parties are making the last push before 152 constituencies in 16 districts ahead of the polls on Thursday. BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address public rallies in Siliguri, West Bardhaman, West Mednipur and East Mednipur districts in support of party candidates today. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee will address public rallies in Holdia and Purbo Mednipur, Barakpur and Jagaddal of North 24 Porgonas district and Jorashanko of Kolkata in support of party candidates. Political leaders of other parties also expected to join public meetings today. In view of the first phase of voting in the state, a trial run of webcasting arrangements functioning at all polling booths is starting today. The process will be conducted from the office of the Chief Electoral Officer of the state. Officials from the Central Forces, Kolkata Police, State Police and representatives of the Election Commission will work together to ensure glitch-free streaming from the booths on polling day. The initiative is aimed at strengthening booth-level surveillance and ensuring a transparent voting process. The Election Commission will directly monitor every stage of this trial run from Delhi. A week-long walk for peace commences in Sri Lanka today with 7 Buddhist monks from Vietnam, led by Venerable Panakara Thiro, arrived in the country to take part in the initiative. The internationally recognized program held under state patronage will continue until April 28th. The delegation was accompanied by a rescue dog named Aloka. The procession led by Mahasangha will carry a sacred Bodhi sapling sourced from the revered Jaya Sri Maha Bodhin Anuradhapura. Several Sri Lankan institutions, including the Presidential Secretariat, key ministries, the Tri-Forces and police are supporting the event. The Indian stock markets traded higher in early deals today, supported by hopes of a peace deal between the United States and Iran, along with a decline in crude oil prices. Sensex rose 0.56% or 445 points to hit an intraday high of 78,966, while Nifty climbed 0.48% or 118 points to 24,483 amid buying in realty, banking, metal, consumer durables and chemical stocks. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Gujarat Titans by 99 runs in a league stage match at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.